Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Sustaining the Herd podcast, a production brought to you by Secchi Agri Services and Engineering in Raymond, Nebraska. I'm your host, Brock Vitek, and I'm joined by my co-host, Andrew Wadle. We look forward to joining you every 2 weeks or so to discuss topics related to innovation and sustainability in agriculture, with a particular focus on the livestock industry. We're excited to be here with you today to share a little about ourselves and what to expect from Sustaining the Herd. Let's dive in.
Thanks, Brock. Like Brock said, my name's Andrew Wadle. I am the Director of Innovation and Sustainability at Secchi Agri Services and Engineering. And by background, I am an agricultural engineer, a professional engineer. And I have for around the past 30 or so years been involved in designing manure systems for primarily dairies, but also beef, a little bit of horse, a little bit of zoos, a little bit of everything. But again, with a particular focus on dairy. And really what I'm looking forward to doing is sharing some of my experiences with our listeners and just seeing how we can move forward the livestock industry when it comes to matters of innovation and sustainability. But as we move along today, what I'm going to do is tell you a little bit more about what I'd like to accomplish with this podcast as we go forward. And as Brock has pointed out, sometimes I'm actually located in Pennsylvania. I am part of Secchi's unofficial Eastern Command. And so I look forward to bringing forward to you insights from where I've worked all throughout the country, all throughout the world, and looking forward to getting started. Brock, how about you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I would love to. Hello, everyone. Once again, I'm Brock Vitek. I'm an innovation and sustainability specialist here at Secchi Agri Services and Engineering. As my title or role might suggest, I work directly with Andrew under his leadership on our innovation and sustainability team. I first came to know about Secchi when I was in my senior year of college. I worked here as an intern for several months until Andrew came on board and we officially formed our innovation and sustainability team. I studied agricultural economics in college. And I did not come from an agriculture background. I grew up in rural northeast Nebraska in a small family construction business and worked on some agricultural projects and was very involved in FFA, serving as a Nebraska FFA state officer as well. And that's really where my interest in agriculture began, was FFA. And I haven't looked back since. This is my first job out of college here at Secchi, and I intend for my first job to be my last as well, meaning I fully intend to have a career here, really love working on the team, and enjoy the work I do and the people I do it with. So as Andrew alluded to, we do a lot with manure management and sustainability-related projects for livestock production. I do not have decades of experience around the world like Andrew does, but I have had a couple great years of experience here, working alongside Andrew on anaerobic digestion projects, looking at the greenhouse gas inventory for feedlots and ranches, among a host of other types of projects. A lot of business development within innovation and sustainability is really my focus. And similar to Andrew, I'm excited to share our experiences and our work with all of our listeners. I think there's so much going on in agriculture today in terms of innovation and sustainability. This industry is rapidly evolving, and the information is coming at us a million miles an hour. And we want to help everyone to be able to disseminate that and derive value and see where the industry is going. I'm excited to be part of that.
And Brock, I'll just ask you, in your time as an innovation and sustainability specialist, what's been the highlights?
The highlights. That's a tough question, Andrew. Believe it or not, there's a bit of comedy in this one, but I did not realize how much that I would come to like manure. As funny as that sounds, kind of become known as the manure guy around here, and I really enjoy it. I didn't know manure could be so interesting. And really beyond that, working with our diverse team and our diverse client base across the state of Nebraska and the U.S. and meeting so many people. When I came into this role, I didn't know what I didn't know, And I still don't know what I don't know. But I can't believe how much I've been able to learn in such a short amount of time. And I look forward to continuing to learn.
That's great, Brock. Well, we're absolutely glad to have you. And you're an asset to the industry. And so let's learn a little bit about me, learn a little bit about Brock. And Brock, why don't you more or less introduce Secchi? Because a lot of people don't know who Secchi is.
So Secchi Agri-Services and Engineering has been around since 1997. It was started here in Raymond, Nebraska, just outside of the state capital of Lincoln, by our founder, Dean Secchi. The business really started out of a need for consulting for feedlots and other livestock producers as environmental regulations really increased here in the state of Nebraska. And I wasn't around at that time. I was born a year after this company started, but I believe throughout the Midwest and the U.S. regulations were increasing as well. So started in the compliance record keeping and engineering work, helping facilities to be permitted in the state to operate as confined animal feeding operations, and has really grown so much since then. We're a turnkey design build firm offering engineering and construction services to the livestock industry. So that means we're a general contractor. And then we also do manure marketing to help facilities take care of all the nutrients that they're producing with their livestock and to use that to sustainably grow crops as well. And that's been most of the company's history. However, as the industry evolves, the company has needed to as well. And that's really where we have come to today in terms of having an innovation and sustainability team when Andrew joined. So Andrew, I might pitch it over to you to talk about the more recent years and where we're headed.
Yeah, sure. So approximately 2 or 3 years ago, our founder, Dean Secchi, being pretty tuned into the industries that we serve, that being beef and dairy, swine, poultry, he kind of saw that operations were going to kind of perhaps need to change some of the ways that they do business, and also kind of was keeping a keen eye on what was going on in the world of anaerobic digestion. And this kind of set us on a little bit of a different course, so to speak, still remain true to all of our core businesses, but started looking to how could we take our experiences and knowledge, expertise, et cetera, and how could we help producers focus on opportunities and sustainability. We've always designed facilities that were sustainable and according to regulations, et cetera, but how could Secchi help our producers, help our clients take advantage of some of these opportunities? When I say opportunities, I mean ways that manure is being processed, handled, et cetera, that actually have a payback and at the same time represents something that people in town, so to speak, want to see. And that is large livestock facilities that are environmentally sustainable. And so whereas in the early days, as Brock kind of alluded to, we did a lot of feedlots and a lot of site civil work, we've transitioned to, in addition to those things, process designers. How do we design manure systems that can be integrated with, say, anaerobic digesters? And how do we then take anaerobic digester digestate and apply it to fields and use it in a way that's beneficial for crop production? And so it's a little bit of a different twist on what Secchi's always done, but it's always in the process of kind of completing the circle, and helping producers, maximize the use of their resources, and again, satisfy the people in town, so to speak, who want operations to be sustainable and good for the environment.
Certainly, Andrew, I might add to that something I left out earlier. Might like to hit on our purpose and our vision that our entire team has. Our purpose is to propel the long-term success of agricultural enterprises. That's what we do here at Secchi Agri-Services and Engineering. And I think Andrew stated that very well. That looks different today than it did in, in 1997. And our vision for that is to shape the world's livestock production facilities and related natural resource networks for generations to come. And that's how we have our innovation and sustainability team today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, so Brock, why don't you give us just kind of, what are some of the things that you'd like to accomplish with this podcast as we go forward?
Thanks, Andrew. I have a few goals for the podcast, and to be completely transparent, I'm thinking that a lot of this will evolve as we go. You know, this is episode one, and I think my main goal is to provide information to our listeners who are involved in various aspects of the agricultural industry to make informed decisions and to be aware of everything that's going on, whether that is industry trends such as anaerobic digestion or news that has come out about tax credit opportunities for projects, changes in regulations, et cetera. I want to bring information to the industry and create and provide value to them. How about you, Andrew?
Yeah, I echo what you just said, Brock, in that what I would like to see this podcast become is it really a resource where producers will come to really understand this changing market of innovation and sustainability, and just a place where you can come to you know, learn about where things are today or that week, because things are changing that fast. And you mentioned a good point when it comes to, say, rules and regulations involving investment tax credits. So yes, we want to be a resource for all opportunities involving innovation and sustainability. The second thing is I'm hoping that we gain a following of non-ag people, or the people that I kindly refer to as the people in town, because I want folks to know what our industry is doing in terms of making a very sincere and concerted effort to operate livestock facilities in an environmentally friendly kind of way. And then the third thing would be for equipment vendors and people who serve our industry, you know, with equipment or services, and so that they can see what opportunities are there, or really, in some cases, what holes need to be filled with equipment, services, et cetera, that could help this mission of assisting and guiding in the sustainability of livestock operations. And then I have there's really one thing, maybe personally, that I would like to do, and that is, as I mentioned in my intro, my background is largely dairy, and when it comes to matters of innovation and sustainability, the dairy industry has been really, really good and out in front of this issue. In that, you know, for instance, we keep coming back to anaerobic digesters, but you know, dairies made a splash. Or anaerobic digesters made a splash on dairies in the 70s, and then again in the 80s, and then again in the 90s, and over and over again. And a lot of lessons were learned there, good lessons and some hard lessons. But all these things about the anaerobic digestion experience and manure processing and manure treatment experience that was learned in dairy, I feel like now I'd like to take this information, this technology, and transfer it over to the beef industry, because cattle feeders now are increasingly interested in these matters of innovation and sustainability. And so there's a lot of things that we've done in dairy that we can now directly apply when it comes to, say, digesters at feedlots. So the dairy industry's paid a lot of tuition, so to speak, in some of these things, and it's stuff that we can transfer over to beef.
You know, Andrew, that makes me think about the fact that complex problems often require complex solutions, or not so simple solutions sometimes. And in order to achieve those solutions, I think that often involves getting a lot of people in the same room who may not always talk to one another, right? Such as dairy farmers and cattle feeders, for as one example. Or I think about a lot of the individuals and companies who work in anaerobic digestion and renewable natural gas come from the oil and gas world. And those people may not always be talking to livestock producers. So I'm hoping that in some way, even if it's not a physical room that we're all standing in, that this podcast can serve as some type of connecting point to bring those people together and to have an exchange of ideas and work together to bring about even more innovation in this industry.
Yeah, that's a real good point, Brock. And it's something that I meant to touch on. And that is, you know, what we intend to do in terms of guests, in that what we can have is a very diverse group. Because if we're going to give our listeners information to make informed decisions, it's not just agricultural engineers. It's not just animal scientists. It's not just regulators, so to speak. It's a pretty broad group of people that we tend to bring in. But that's a really good segue to, do you just want to go over, Brock, at what we see segments looking like going forward?
Yeah, that'd be great. So what should everyone expect from us going forward? I think that's the question here. Our plan is to offer a variety of content and perspectives in each episode. We imagine that we'll share some industry news from time to time, talking about headlines in the agriculture and livestock industries. And we'd also like to touch on either a technology review or industry trends each time as well, talking about different equipment and solutions that we come across in our day-to-day work, as well as trends that we might see growing on the horizon, such as anaerobic digestion, and what those trends mean for all of our listeners, whether you're a producer or working somewhere else in the industry. And of course, we plan to have a conversation or discussion each time. Oftentimes that will involve inviting a guest onto the show. Other times it could be Andrew and I alone talking about a topic, or we may invite some of our SECHI colleagues to join us to talk about the work that they're doing as well.
Yeah. And then as these episodes progress, we would absolutely love to hear from listeners and hear who you would like to hear about, or what topics you would like to hear about within the realm of innovation and sustainability. And so we really want to tailor this to not only where we see the industry going with innovation and sustainability, but as producers or people in town or vendors, what discussions do you want to have explored deeper? And we'll take it there.
Very well said. All right. Well, this has been a wonderful first episode as we kick off Sustaining the Herd. Andrew, it's been a blast to have this conversation with you today and to spend some time with all of you, our new listeners, as we look ahead at what to expect from Sustaining the Herd. Andrew, do you have any closing remarks before we sign off for the day here?
Nope, I think that's it, Brock. And I appreciate everybody joining us and look forward to getting together with you next time.
Thanks, Andrew. Well, everyone, we've covered a lot of ground today as we've kicked off this inaugural episode of Sustaining the Herd. I hope you've enjoyed this as much as we have. We look forward to rolling out our next episode with a guest in a couple of weeks and every 2 weeks or so after that. Until next time, thanks for joining the herd today.